Fred at school.
Hi, we are a group of Cuarto de la ESO of the Colegio María Mediadora in Spain. And today we are going to talk, we are going to discuss about the film Chun-Li and the poet. Good. Our first question, the first thing we want to discuss is the plot, the story, and the characters. Mario.
There is a Chinese girl, and she works in a clothes factory, but she goes to Venice to work in a restaurant because she has to pay her debt and bring her son. In Venice, he meets four Italian people. They become friends.
Baby was a good friend of Lee. He's poet because he did rhymes. He helped Charlie in bad moments that he had.
The characters are Cooper, Beppy, Sally, and Debbie, the rude Italian fat.
Sally is a Chinese woman who has emigrated to Italy. There she is forced to work these slaves for the Chinese mafia and to pay the debt to the mafia for having fled to Italy. Her life in Italy is very hard, because she has some friends and her son is Chinese, which is what the mafia has deposited. The answer that to nothing by the debt.
Okay. The second thing is I want to ask you is if you like the movie and what is your favorite part?
When they bring her son to Italy. I don't like when Chun-Li tell the poet to go out.
And you, Gabriel?
What I like it in the movie was when Chun-Li and her son meet.
Okay, good. Now, you have to talk a little bit about Beppy and Chun-Li, if they have something in common.
Both Beppy and Chun-Li have their son living in another place.
Both are immigrants in Italy.
And both love the poetry.
Love poetry. Very well. And can you tell me something about Chun-Li's life? For example, Miriam.
Therefore, it must be very hard, because a person who is comfortable in a home country doesn't have everything to another country where language and culture are completely different.
So it's difficult. Okay, Ines?
She works hard to bring her son to Italy. She cannot have friends Italians.
And Carlos?
I think that she lives in worse condition than in China. She must work very hardly to pay her debt.
Well, who's gonna pay her debt? Well, at the end of the movie, who pays her debt?
Her Chinese friend.
Lian pays the debt. Okay. What do you think, Laura? Do you agree?
I think the same.
Okay. Well, do you remember about the people in the bar? Why do you think they don't like the relation between Beppy and Chun-Li? For example, Ines.
Because they think that Chun-Li is a property of a Chinese mafia, and she will marry with Beppy for a stay his money.
Very well. And Carlos?
I agree with my friend.
Well, perfect. Now let's talk about the stereotypes. Can you tell me what are the characteristics or stereotypes of Chinese and Italian people? For example, Jorge?
Well, Chinese are hardworking and Italian are lazy because they always go to the bar.
Miriam?
The movie will reflect stereotypes that Chinese work harder than others, but lose empathy to different half.
And Mario?
The Chinese work hard and fast, and the Italians are lazy.
Now, our final question is about the four movies. I want you to tell me what's the relation, what's the connection between the four movies? Sarah?
All the films are about immigrants in other countries, and all are awful because are slowly and There are an plot.
There's a good plot. Okay, well, Carlos, what do you think?
These films were educated me two things: the trade and the life of the immigrants in Europe, and the last, it doesn't have to a lot of money to do a good film.
So you don't need a lot of money to make a good film. Well, and the last one, Laura.
The four films try to teach values, talking about topics related to immigration.
Okay, very well. So that's all. We finished. That's been the last debate about the last film. And we are the group of Cuarto del ESO, María Mediadora, Spain. And thank you for listening. That's our final speech for Fred at School.
Fred at School, building new audiences for European cinema.